Chapter 24, The Best Plans Are Crazy. Izhir just sneaked in to see me, Darius said. We've been taking care of each other for years now. Don't want to stop. She was going to see if she could fit in my duffel. Crazy plan, right? The best plans are crazy, March said. Izzy peered at the list. So your dad made a list of heists he wanted to do and the way to do them. But how do you know the targets? That's the piece that's missing, March said. I think the answer is here. He spilled out the contents of his backpack onto the desk. Here's what he left me. A book, a key, a deck of marked cards. Whatever the missing piece is, I think Jules figured it out. He looked at the list again, thinking hard. The heist in Amsterdam was number 2, room service. I know that for sure. Alfie lifted a waiter uniform from the hotel basement. That's how he got access to the hallways. It only works in big hotels, and you've got to be careful because there's managers everywhere. And even in big hotels, everybody knows everybody. But one of Alfie's rules is there's always a new guy. So he got into the room that way. Not the room, the room above. It was empty. He reserved it for a late check-in, but he didn't show up because then you have to give up your passport and ID. He was supposed to rappel down from the balcony, spring the lock on the door, enter, snatch the diamonds, and get out. The target was a jewelry dealer. It all went fine, except for some reason, instead of using the drain pipe to get down, he went up to the roof. I still don't know why, and that's when he suddenly couldn't say the words. He fell. Darius shook out the deck of cards. These aren't marked cards. Some of them have numbers on them, March pointed out. Darius shook his head. That's not how you mark a deck. You crease the cards with your fingernail or bend it. What kind of criminal's kid are you? If your dad was leaving you clues, he'd leave you easy ones, Izzy said. He'd have to be sure that you'd get it. She looked over Darius's shoulder as he pulled out the cards with numbers on the backs. Look, she said, putting them in order. The cards are all diamonds. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Maybe he's directing you back to the list. Or a straight flush, Darius noted. The numbers on the 2 are 104, 11, 1, 1, 2, 5, 24, 14, 28, 2, 6, 20, 54, 3, 26, 8, 14, 2, 3, 13, and 13. Computer code? Darius asked. Are you a coder? Izzy asked March. He shook his head. I can log in and log out, but a Swiss bank account? Darius asked. Possibly, Izzy said. But why would there be different numbers for each card? Wouldn't 6 Swiss bank accounts be overkill? Not if there were huge piles of cash and jewels, Darius pointed out hopefully. Izzy's gaze lighted on the moonstone. Was your dad a big reader? March shook his head. Newspapers and magazines and detective stuff. Izzy picked up the book. This is considered to be the first detective novel ever written. How do you know these things? Darius asked. I read, she said, distractedly. She turned to a page. Do you have a pencil and paper? she asked. This could be a book code. Darius looked at March. They both shrugged. Best to let her fly, Darius said. Glancing from the playing card to the book, Izzy began writing down letters. H-E-I-N-M-U-L-D-E-R. She pushed the paper toward March. He let out a breath. Hein Mulder was the mark. The jewelry dealer in Amsterdam. How did you do that? The first number, 104, is the page number. Then, notice the spacing. The first number is the line. The second number is the space. So I counted 11 lines down, and the first space was the letter H in the word he, and so on. If we go through the numbers on these cards, we'll get the rest of your dad's targets. She's a genius, Darius said. Have I mentioned that? The weird thing is that there's nothing on the aces, Izzy said. So there's no way to know who the target is for the first heist. Let's just keep going, March said. It took a while, but soon they had a list of names. Michelle Westlake. Dolores Eon. Blanche Pottage. Renee Reuter. Michelle Westlake is on the TV reporter who got ripped off yesterday, March said. She goes with Vacuum Packed, so Dolores Leon must go with Surfing Murph. Any clue what Surfing Murph means? Darius asked. Sure, easy one, March said. Murph the Surf was the nickname the press gave to the guy who pulled off a heist at the Museum of Natural History in New York City back in the 60s. They got in through a bathroom window and stole the Star of India, this really famous star sapphire. So if we plop Dolores Leon and Museum of Natural History into a search engine, we might get some kind of match, Izzy said. We can look it up on Pete's computer. How? It's almost lights out. He's always snoring by 11. Just leave the back door open for me. I'll be back. At midnight, the house was dark and quiet. Pete's office was locked, but it took less than a minute for March to break in. Izzy's slight fingers flew on the keys. Dolores Leon, Museum of Natural History. Whoa! She's donating her famous necklace, the Widow's Knot, to the museum's Gen Folklore exhibition. Like famous jewelry pieces that have a story behind them. They're throwing a big fancy party at the museum to honor her. What's the Widow's Knot? March asked. It's an amber gemstone with a clasp of two moonstones. You think Jules is going to try to steal this next? Ha ha, Izzy mimicked Mandy Sue's fake laugh. Moonstones again? March murmured. Like the show? Darius asked. The magic moonstones your pop stole? My dad didn't believe in magic, March said. He believed in cash. Word, Darius said. March felt something stir inside him, some small flame that kicked into life and became a blaze of certainty. He leaned over Izzy's shoulder and studied the necklace. This collection of stones and metal was his ticket out. He could feel it. That's what Alfie would want. His father would have been devastated thinking about March in a place that smelled like cherry mouthwash and nobody cares. He'd want him to grab his fate and make it dance. That's why he wrote down the heists. March knew it now. Alfie never wrote down anything. It was all in his head. He'd left him a message, and it was, find the stones. I'm going to steal it, he said. Yeah, right, Darius reared back. You're serious. That's crazy. March nodded, for sure. And you two would have to be crazy to join me. Darius and Izzy exchanged a glance. Just go? Izzy looked uncertain. Leave all this? Darius asked, with a sardonic twist to his mouth. What have you got to lose? March asked. One corner of his mouth quirked upward. Creamed corn?